February 9th. Luke chapter 8, verses 1 through 3. Then he passed through cities and villages, preaching the good news of God's kingdom. The 12 were with him, and some women who had been healed of evil spirits and afflictions. Mary of Magdala, from whom 7 demons had been driven out. Joanna, the wife of Chuzza, Herod's steward. Susanna, and many others who were serving them of their own possessions. Mark chapter 3, verses 20 through 30. He went into a home, but such a crowd gathered that they could not have a meal. And when his friends heard it, they went out to take hold of him, for they were saying, "He is beside himself." The scribes, who came down from Jerusalem, were saying, "He has Beelzebul, and by the prince of demons he cast out demons." Jesus summoned them to him and spoke in parables. How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. If a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And if Satan rises up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but has an end. No one can enter a strong man's house to seize his possessions unless he first binds the strong man, and then he will plunder his house. Indeed, I assure you that all sins and blasphemies will be forgiven to men, but whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven. He is guilty of an eternal sin. Jesus said this because they were saying, "He has an unclean spirit." Matthew chapter 12, verses 22 through 37. Then a demon-possessed man, blind and mute, was brought to Jesus, who healed him, so that he could both speak and see. The crowds were astonished and were saying, "Is not this the son of David?" But when the Pharisees heard, they replied, "This man cast out demons by Beelzebul, the ruler of demons." Jesus knew their thinking and replied, "Every kingdom divided against itself becomes desolate, and no city or house divided against itself will stand. If Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How therefore will his kingdom stand? If I, by Beelzebul, cast out demons, by whom do your sons cast them out? For this reason they will be your judges. But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, then God's kingdom has come to you. How can one enter the house of a strong man and seize his goods if he first does not bind the strong man? Then he will plunder his house. He who is not with me is against me, and the one not gathering with me is scattering. For this reason I assure you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven of men, but blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven. And whoever says a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven. But whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven, either in this world or the one to come. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For by the fruit the tree is known. Brood of vipers, how are you, who are evil, able to speak good things? Out of the overflow of the heart the mouth speaks. A good man out of his good treasure speaks good things, but an evil man out of his evil storehouse speaks evil things. I assure you that in the day of judgment men will give an account of every worthless word, for by your words you will be accounted righteous, and by your words you will be condemned.